Let's go to the mine, boys.
One, two, three.
This is Hillbilly Solid, and I'm your host, Silas House.
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in the coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down.
Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Well, howdy, and welcome to another episode of Hillbilly Solid. That was the Judds doing Working in the Coal Mine. We'll be talking more about them here in a little bit. I'm Silas House, and I appreciate you spending the next hour with us here on Listener Supported Radio. We've got a special guest in the studio with us today, Mr. Jason Howard. And throughout this episode, we're going to be talking to him about his brand new book, A Few Honest Words, which is receiving some pretty high praise from some very recognizable names. Roseanne Cash says it is a thoughtful and important book. None other than Rodney Crowell, widely seen as one of the torchbearers of modern roots music, wrote the foreword, and in it he says, "By shining the light on an inclusive array of homegrown performing artists, Howard has crafted a loving and thoughtful homage to his beloved state of Kentucky, giving us pitch-perfect journalistic prose from the heart of the country." The book is a look at the way our state has influenced American popular music. A lot of people think of Kentucky and they think that people here only play bluegrass music. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the state is much more eclectic than that. And in Howard's book, he offers us a look at the way the state has contributed to everything from Appalachian to country to blues to rap to everything in between. A Few Honest Words is a book that explores how Kentucky's landscape, culture, and traditions have influenced some of its most notable contemporary roots musicians, featuring intimate interviews with household names like Naomi Judd, Dwight Yoakam, emerging artists, local musicians. Howard's rich and detailed profiles reveal how important the state remains to the creation and performance of roots music. Well, Jason, we started off the show with the Judds, so why don't we start off by talking a little bit about them and maybe about the part of the state from which they hail and from which you hail, Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky, yes. And I guess, first of all, I would say, like Minnie Pearl, I'm just so proud to be here. But the Judds, Naomi and Winona, the duo, are from Ashland, northeastern Kentucky. And so I was from way down there in Bell County, right on the Tennessee-Virginia border. And I think that they represent Kentucky country music at its finest. And use a lot of the traditions that we have in the mountains in their songs.
And when you read this this piece where you interviewed Naomi Judd, it's so apparent how they have carried Kentucky with them. And you know, although they've lived California and now lived outside of Nashville for a long time, but they just can't get Kentucky out of their system. Why is that?
They can't. And I went down there to Leaper's Fork, to Naomi's farm, just outside of Nashville, and interviewed her and spent the day with her. And I remember one key moment in our talk. We were sitting in her great room by a window, and she looked at me. She was watching a blue jay out the window, and she turned and looked at me, and she said that being an Appalachian is sacred. That's something that she has carried with her throughout all of those moves back and forth across the country with Winona and Ashley. And I think that's pretty remarkable, because the three of them have talked so much about those wandering nomadic years, and yet the three of them have retained such a stalwart sense of place and roots.
It seems that's a theme in the book, because not all the artists, who, in fact very few of the artists, still live in Kentucky, right, that you interview in the book. So to me, it's almost a book more about the way the state takes up residence in people, because you have artists who are living all over the place, right?
Yeah, probably about half of the artists in the book have left the state, and that's their stories really resonated with me, because I lived for many years in Washington, D.C., and was sort of an Appalachian expatriate there, and know really intimately about that experience, and about being from Kentucky and living in a city and carrying all those traditions and the landscape and the culture within you. And so their stories, Naomi Judd's and Dwight Yoakam, Joan Osborne in New York, Kevin Harris, jazz musician in Boston, the Watson twins in L.A., their stories just really, really resonated with me about how they have been able to maintain their roots.
Right, and with that said, to me, the book is about American music more than it's even about Kentucky music. I mean, it's about the way Kentucky has been at the center of that and informed that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I see this as a national book, a book for a national audience, not just Kentucky, even though that's one of the focuses, is how Kentucky has influenced these artists. Music transcends geographic boundaries, and it's something that is spiritual. And so all of these musicians in some way, whether they're country or blues or folk or jazz, even hip-hop with Nappy Roots, have taken something from Kentucky, something of the culture, the landscape, the stories, most importantly, and they have taken that out into their respective genres.
Let's stay in the eastern part of the state for just a minute, but we'll go from Ashland and Berea, the two places most associated with the Judds, down to southeastern Kentucky's Harlan County, which gave birth to Matresa Berg, who is one of Nashville's most prolific songwriters, who has written modern classics like Strawberry Wine and lots of other big hits. What do you want us to know about Matresa?
Well, hers is such an interesting story. And when I was really thinking about this book in the very early stages, I wanted to make the point with that being a Kentuckian and having an attachment to the state isn't necessarily about geography, that it's more about spirit. And having been a fan of Matresa's music since I was a kid, I knew part of her story, and that was that her family is from Harlan County. She was conceived in Harlan County, but her mother left and had her in Nashville. And so Matresa wasn't born in Kentucky and only came back to Kentucky to visit her grandparents for a couple of weeks during the summertime and on occasions like that. But there is no way that I would not call Matresa Berg a Kentuckian. She grew up in an Appalachian household in Nashville. Her mother and her aunts kept those stories of Harlan County and coal mining and the music, so important, the music alive for her.
Right. We're going to listen to one of her best songs, although it's pretty devastating. This is Back When We Were Beautiful.
I guess you had to be there, she said, you had to be. She handed me a yellowed photograph and then said, see, this was my greatest love, my one and only love, and this is me. Back when we were beautiful, see, I don't feel very different, she said, I know it's strange. I guess I've gotten used to these little aches and pains, but I still love to dance. You know we used to dance the night. I guess they never see. I don't like this at all. What's happening to me? To me. But I really love my grandkids. She said, they're sweet to hold. They would have loved their grandpa, those awful jokes he told. You know, sometimes for a laugh, the two of us would act like we were. Back when we were beautiful, beautiful, yeah. guess you had to be there.
On my father's face ran deep as creek beds on our place, and the river ran right through his soul. But I know at times it took its toll. When the crops would flood, we lived on fish, but never did my father wish leave the land his life flowed from. The river and my dad were one, and I'm one of the river's own. Its current down inside me is strong, and it's up to me to carry on, 'cause as a kid I watched the river flow. Yeah, I admired the way it rocked and rolled. Dad was proud I was a river rat, but that's where our common ground ended at. 'Cause I seen those city lights downstream, and they drew me in when I was 17. I went everywhere that river runs. Yeah, me and that river, we were one. And I'm one of the river's own. Its current down inside me is strong, and it's up to me to carry on, 'cause Dad passed away. I'll never forget that mournful day. Then a lawyer read me out his will, and it said, son, it's time for you to be still. Then a week ago, a government man tried to pay me off to flood our land. I did just what my dad would have done, 'cause me and that river, we are one. And I'm one of the river's own. Its current down inside me is strong, and it's up to me to carry on, 'cause
that's Chris Knight doing The River's Own, a really fine song. Before him, we heard the wonderful Matresa Berg doing one of her masterpieces, Back When We Were Beautiful. We are here with Jason Howard, and in the space of two songs, we covered more than 300 miles from far eastern Kentucky's Harlan County all the way over to the western part of the state in a little community called Slaughters, where Chris Knight lives. His songs are all like perfect little short stories, and he has a remarkable sense of place, which is the mark of a true storyteller, don't you think, Jason?
I do, and that's one thing that we talked about when I interviewed him is how his songs are literature. You know, he is so grounded in Slaughter's, in Western Kentucky, and he tells stories about the people that he knows. He portrays rural Kentuckians in such a complex way. They're not romanticized, and they're not vilified. They always inhabit that gray sort of area. He talks about card players and pistol shooters and meth cookers, but they're all human beings in his stories.
I think that's another thing I noticed throughout your book is that place is such a huge part of these musicians' songwriting, their music. I mean, in that Matresa Berg song, that one, for instance, we don't have a lot of sense of place, but in most of her songs, we really do.
Right. I mean, we know that it's, you know, an elderly couple looking back and reflecting on their lives, and
it's a story. It's a great short story.
It's a great short story in that song. So, you know, Chris Knight, Matresa, Naomi's Guardian Angels or Change of Heart, for instance, are beautiful little snapshots, pieces of literature.
What were other themes that came up in the book that you maybe weren't expecting? I mean, we got storytelling, place, this sense of carrying Kentucky with you, the sense of sort of needing to leave but also not being able to leave it completely. Are there other things in the book that you want people to know about?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's that complex nature of where home is. And Joan Osborne, for instance, I really think about. I interviewed her at a little Mediterranean restaurant in Brooklyn, and we talked about how she grew up in Anchorage, right on the Ohio River outside of Louisville, and moved to New York. And it took that move for her from Kentucky to Manhattan, where she was going to college at NYU, to discover roots music and to really discover her voice. You know, she talked about spending part of her college tuition on Bleecker Street in the record shops there, and buying all these old blues records and jazz records, Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, and really discovering Appalachian music. It took that move for her to do that, and so that's something that really fascinates me.
Another couple of artists in the book that happens to is the Watson Twins. They go out west and sort of realize their sense of home and their true Kentuckiness.
Their true Kentuckiness. And I mean, let's just put it out there. When you're from a state like Kentucky, a lot of times you're going to encounter stereotypes that people sometimes unfairly put on you, but also that the state sometimes has a reputation for being conservative and having some issues. And so when they went out west, you know, they were sort of leery at first about identifying as a Kentuckian. They didn't want to be stereotyped as being, you know, racist or homophobic or anything like that. But they quickly realized what they could bring from their childhood and from being raised in Kentucky to put out there and to really humanize themselves in a way for the people that they encountered.
Right. So we're going to travel from Slaughter's on up to Louisville and hear a song from the Watson Twins. I've loved them for a while, and here's one of my favorites by them. It's called Modern Man.
Talking to you. Life's good, but it definitely ain't easy. Remember we was kids, just nappy-headed, greasy. Everything was simple, just like we saw on TV. Mind how time flies, quick, fast, and 3D. Yesterday was fun, and tomorrow's never promised. Today is the moment that we seize and we squeeze. See, life is full of choices and opportunities that sometimes hard to come by. They knock once and they leave. Like leaves in the fall is when I miss the summer breeze. When the seasons start to change, what remains are the trees. We are the same, like the birds and the bees. Even educated fleas find it strange to believe. Never mind the truth, inconvenient as it seems. The answers that we seek are deeply rooted in our dreams. Wild things happen, usually end in diamond rings. And what often makes us happy leaves one envious and green. Come on.
We can make it on our own, but we ain't got to be alone. Just in case when things go wrong,
from out of town. That familiar smell when the window come down. Catch it with Sports Center. Let me see now. Walk to the corner and see what went down. Never thought I'd be back on my mama's couch. Love me to death, but can't wait till I get out. John Wall, he got me thinking about Lexington. Downtown at the Dame, those were the days. BG ain't the same. Craig sold the club. Riding through the country roads, spitting that flow. Blocked off Western, can't tip like we used to tip. Campus PD got a show, so they go trip. With to the bars on them, click my heels. Kobe in the bottoms, is that real? Years ago, I shot my first video, but the way they acting now, you just never know.
We can make it on our own, but we ain't got to be alone. Just in case when things go wrong,
you can always come back home.
Where you'll always be a star. Doesn't matter who you are, even when you
gotta
come
make
too far.
And leaving out of a diner. Yeah. We were so drunk, but the owners didn't mind us. Plus, we gave posters, of course, we gon' sign them. Next stop, Athens, man, I love Athens. Wake up with a smile, like, damn, what just happened? Here, Tennessee, not passing UT. I love Gatlinburg, it's good for getting sleep. Stop in Cookville, cause gas was so cheap. Met V's aunt, she cooking something to eat. Amen. Can't wait to see the signs for BG. Stop by and see the old crib on Center Street. Yeah. Roll something up, shed a tear. And keep moving. Kentucky lakes look real good, but we cruising. Call mama up to see what's on the stove. She say no matter where I go, I can come back home. She told me
seasons change. I feel like going back to where I came, just to find out that nothing stays the same. These are the good old days.
We can make it on our own, but we ain't got to be alone. Just in case when things go wrong,
you can always come back home.
Where you'll always be a star. Doesn't matter who you are, even when you've gone too far,
you can always come back home.
Come back home, come back home, come back home.
Well, we closed that little set with Nappy Roots doing Come Back Home. Although that's pretty far musically from the sound of the Watson twins who came before them, the music all comes out of the Louisville area. And in Nappy Roots' case, we also have influences from Lexington and Bowling Green. We're still talking to Jason Howard, the author of A Few Honest Words, which is brand new, just came out. You can find out more about Jason and his book at jason-howard.com. He even has a Spotify soundtrack for his book available on his website, so that's great to check out. He's on a big book tour right now, so if you go to his website, you can find out where he will be next. And in the meantime, you can find his book at your nearest independent bookstore or at the online retailer of your choice. He also has a great presence on Twitter and Facebook, so you can look for him on there as well. I'm so glad that you included Nappy Roots, Jason, because it really does show how eclectic our musical heritage is here in Kentucky, and that's just something that people don't really know, do they?
No, I mean, that's one of the things that I really wanted to push with this book, is that definition of what is Kentucky music and even what is roots music, because our minds have been sort of trained to automatically think country, bluegrass, folk, and those genres are so important, but we also can't neglect blues and jazz and gospel and even hip-hop now. And all you have to do is listen to Nappy Roots, to listen to a song like that, like Come Back Home, and you can hear Kentucky all throughout that song, not just in the lyrics, which reference Louisville, which referenced Lexington, Kentucky Lake, but in the sound of it. They were pioneers of what I would call a rural rap. And it's such a great sound. But, yeah, Kentucky is so much more than country, bluegrass, and folk.
This is Silas House, and you're listening to Hillbilly Solid.
President Barack Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney have faced off in two debates. Their final matchup comes just 2 weeks before Election Day, as the last undecided voters are making up their minds. Some of those voters are in the coveted swing state of Florida, where the two candidates will meet tonight to debate foreign policy. I'm Audie Cornish. Join us for special coverage of the third presidential debate from NPR News.
Tonight at 9 on 91.3 WUKY.
Hello, I'm John McGee, a local musician and employee of UK. I've been a listener and supporter of WUKY for many years. Thinking of a way to give back, money's tight, but I had this old Cadillac sitting in the driveway, 1994 Fleetwood sedan, and I heard on the radio that it was very easy to donate the car to the station and couldn't sell it, so I thought I would give it a try. In fact, it was easy. If you'd like to find out how to donate your car, log on to WUKY.org.
Thanks for listening to listener-supported radio here on WUKY. Well, two people who are sort of taking folk in new directions are Ben Solee and Daniel Martin Moore.
Mm-hmm.
The people who listen to Hillbilly Solid certainly know their music. And they're in the book. In fact, a Ben Solee song even gives this book its title, right?
It does, A Few Honest Words. And Ben was so gracious to let me borrow that title for the book.
Why did that title work for you?
Well, I think it really gets to the heart of what roots music is about, what this book is about, is that Kentucky music, Americana music, comes from the roots. It's something that's honest and straightforward and often no frills. It's based on stories. It's based on traditions, certain sounds, and so honest, I think, is the perfect word for it.
It sort of makes me think of that that Harlan Howard quote,
three chords in the truth.
That's all you need for a good song,
right? A good country song. I write about that in the introduction, how that quote has really defined country music in a way, but I think that you can extend it and talk about it in the context of all these other different genres, how that's all you need, three chords and the truth for a good roots music Americana song.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to have enough time to talk about all the artists in your book today. How many artists are in the book total?
There are 14 chapters, but 16 artists.
Right.
When you count the
Watson twins.
And then Ben and Daniel.
Right. Well, speaking of Ben and Daniel, we can mention one of the artists we're not going to get to today. One of my favorites, Jim James, is also in the book for the lead singer of My Morning Jacket. And I bring him up because he produced a great album that Ben Solee and Daniel Martin Moore did together called Dear Companion. And we're going to hear a track from them called My Wealth Comes to Me.
Shining There's sprinklers everywhere. A man without a care. And he's wearing a cardboard crown. He's got nets in the sky and meters in the ground. He's got a tap in every tree. My wealth comes to me. My wealth comes to me. My wealth comes to me. Heavyweight fight. The house is warm and bright. When the morning comes crawling in, there'll be water from the faucet and food from the store. It is as it has been before. My wealth comes to me. Thank you.
That was Portland, Kentucky's very own Joan Osborne doing Hallelujah in the City from her album Little Wild One. If you stopped listening to Joan Osborne after that first huge hit she had, One of Us, then you've really missed out, because she's made some really fine music since then. I'm Silas House, and we are in the studio with Jason Howard talking about his book, A Few Honest Words. Now, Jason, you interviewed her up in New York City, right?
I did. What a voice. I mean, first of all, certainly one of the finest of her generation. And I love that song in particular because you can hear all of her musical influences come together. She's singing about New York. She wrote the song after 9/11, when she was sort of seeing the city with new eyes. And she was influenced by Walt Whitman. She name checks a lot of the New York neighborhoods there, which is sort of a country song technique. And part of it, I mean, her voice, she just sounds like a mountain woman through part of it. So lots of different influences going on there. And then there's that gorgeous mandolin that's throughout.
Right. Yeah, and she's such an amazing songwriter. I mean, her voice is incredible, but I just love the way that she puts songs together, and especially that album in particular. That album's Little Wild
Little
One.
Little Wild One.
Right. Well, we need to give folks out there listening a little taste of the book. The book is made up of features about 16 different Kentucky musicians, but I've asked you to have the first page of the introduction ready. It's a really fun introduction.
Yeah, it's a little bit of my backstory. My education in roots music began in front of an RCA turntable. One of my earliest memories is of my father guiding my hand to the arm of the record player, carefully moving the needle to the appropriate groove in the vinyl. I can still hear the crackle from the speakers, an intoxicating, rapid succession of pops and hisses layered behind my father's voice. That's how you do it. And then the music. A shuffle rhythm, the strum of a guitar, a rolling banjo, and the voice of Loretta Lynn beckoning, "Just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl." Hers was a voice I had heard all of my 6 years, an accent on the tongues of every woman around me in Dorton Branch, a small holler in southeastern Kentucky. My time at the turntable became a ritual I performed with devotion throughout my childhood, a secular religion spent kneeling on our orange shag carpet, thumbing through records by the Beatles, Ray Charles, and Johnny Cash. Although I did not yet have the vocabulary to articulate it, I sensed that I had been baptized in the river of roots music, submerged at the confluence of country, blues, rock, and gospel.
Great. Well, that makes me think of the first record that I bought with my own money was by a Kentucky artist, Dwight Yoakam, and it was Guitars, Cadillacs, Et Cetera, Et Cetera, I think is the title of the album. And I guess that was around, I don't know, 86 or 87, somewhere in there. And you also have him in the book. You went out to L.A. and interviewed him?
I did, and what a great experience that was, to sit in his office about 12 stories above Sunset Boulevard and have the panorama of L.A. To the right, and then the Hollywood Hills, and to talk about that move for him from eastern Kentucky as a child to Dayton, Ohio, and then out to L.A. He talked about how when his mommy came out to visit him, she said that she wasn't surprised. She said, "You could find these houses out here in a holler, except they just look a little more expensive. They were some of them were up on stilts and everything else."
Well, let's hear a track from his brand new album. It's called Three Pairs, and this is a song called Long Way to Go.
can feel it touching until I feel the next touch from you. I've got a long way to go before I get there. I got a lot of field to hoe with the sun so
That was Dwight Yoakam doing Long Way to Go. We are still talking to Jason Howard about his brand new book, A Few Honest Words. Please check out his website at jason-howard.com. Go ask for it at your bookstore. It's a guaranteed good read. We're going to close the show with a few minutes from a wonderful, very long instrumental track by Lexington native Kevin Harris. We won't be able to play all of it, but about half of it. Tell us a little bit about Kevin Harris, Jason.
Well, he, as you said, grew up here in Lexington and was raised in a Baptist church here, and was really just grew up at the knee of so much wonderful Black gospel music and religious oratory. And so I think that you can hear that, especially with the song that everyone's going to hear. That's all throughout his music. He has moved to Boston, and he is a jazz musician. And he has translated all those sounds that he heard as a kid into his music, in addition to the influence of people like Lionel Hampton, who is a Louisville native, and people like that. We just had such a great time hanging out in Cambridge and at a little coffee shop and talking about Kentucky.
Well, we're going to hear one of his tracks right now. Once again, I spent this last hour with Jason Howard. Check out his book, A Few Honest Words. It's from the University Press of Kentucky. And this is Freedom Doxology by Kevin Harris. Thanks for listening to Hillbilly Solid. Until our next episode, be good to one another.